This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. This morning we reveal the shocking inside story of the National Enquirer. In an effort to stop declining circulation, the supermarket tabloid fired many of its staff. An altered paper is out today, overseen by a new editor from Britain. He's relaunching The Enquirer, which is best known for celebrity news and exposés. It was The Enquirer that famously obtained photos of presidential candidate Gary Hart with a woman on his lap. As he prepared to take over, new editor Paul Field went through some classic Enquirer issues of the past.
It's often the pictures which stand out. I don't think anyone would forget the picture which The Enquirer published after Elvis's death, and a picture of him lying in his coffin. That's one of the main images that stands out. I also have a picture on my wall, which is one of my favourites in my office, of Michael Jackson in his oxygen tank, bought, curiously, from a dry cleaners in Beverly Hills. An enterprising National Enquirer reporter used to take his shirts to be washed at this particular dry cleaners, and there on the wall was this extraordinary picture, and the reporter asked him about where this picture had come from and was told that it had been given to him by Michael, who had been promoting oxygen tanks as a good way to put off the ageing process. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Enquirer reporter didn't leave just with his shirts washed that day, left with the picture as well, which then appeared in the publication.
Opened the checkbook,
absolutely.
Which is something the Enquirer has done in the past and will do again.
It will do again, yes.
You'll pay sources for news.
It's a tradition for the Enquirer, which I intend to continue. You know, information is a commodity, and why should somebody not be rewarded for giving you information which drives your sales and drives your circulation?
Because that might be an incentive for people to make up the story that gets them paid?
We don't take information from people, pay them for it, and put it straight into the National Enquirer. We take that information. We tell them that we will pay them upon publication, and we only publish once it has been through, you know, rigorous legal checking and fact-checking.
Now, you're taking over a publication that once had circulation, I believe, of about 4 million. It's down to about 1.5 million. People certainly aren't less hungry for the kind of celebrity news we're talking about here. What has happened to The Enquirer?
The Enquirer created the celebrity weekly genre. And there are so many others competing now for its share of the market. What we're going to try and do with the National Enquirer is to do what the other celebrity magazines are not doing and give people stories other than celebrity. The people who are buying The Enquirer now are women, predominantly in their late 30s, 40s and early 50s. That is our core demographic. And people love to read about people like themselves, ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And that was one of the, you know, the cornerstones of the National Enquirer in its heyday. We've introduced a lot more women's service features. Health, fashion, beauty, diet, and presented in a very sort of consumer-orientated way where people take away advice and information and tips.
Now, you were brought into this publication because of your British tabloid experience. Can you describe a crazy thing that you have done to get a story and what the story was?
British newspapers are famous for their stunts, and that's not to say I wouldn't do some for the National Enquirer. Probably my most fun was, it was in the UK a couple of years ago when I was on the Sun newspaper, and we recorded a temperature of 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and it was the first time in about 78 years. And we were in our news conference that morning, and I said, we should find some snow. No, there must be some snow somewhere in the British Isles. And there is a mountain, it's the tallest mountain we've got in the UK, called Ben Nevis. We spoke to some meteorologists, and they said, yes, there is just a little bit of snow right at the top of Ben Nevis. And I said, well, we must get a reporter there. We must take a reporter up there. He must wear a pair of swimming shorts and take him up there with a copy of The Sun and a deck chair. And then the reporter explained that it was not actually possible, unless you were very experienced mountaineer, to get to the top of Ben Nevis, and particularly wearing shorts and a pair of flip-flops. So we got a helicopter to take him up there so that we had a front-page picture. On the hottest day of the year, we find snow. It's a very good sale as well. It's important to break big political scandals. It's important to unearth new evidence in a big crime story. But people love to have a bit of fun as well.
Paul Field is editor-in-chief of the National Enquirer, which is relaunching. Mr. Field, thanks very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.